How's it working so far?
Working great. Welcome to the RCAD. There's no theme song. So just imagine.
Someone had an excuse.
Yeah, real world shit.
I had to make a living. Yeah.
I had to work on a website. I had to call someone in Australia.
Right.
Don't worry, Nick. They only give you shit at the beginning of the podcast. By the end, it'll
We're going to shift over to Bet real quick. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Nothing like an hour and a half.
Like, don't I get a pass today? Like,
yeah, you get a pass today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure. Thanks.
If only I had not my Instagram account today.
So just to let the listeners know, I had to put my dog to sleep.
Why start with an upper?
I know.
That is the worst side.
Trust me, I've been down all day, and the only thing that I was looking forward to is hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Thinking like,
and then Nick showed up.
I know, and then he didn't have a song because I was thinking, well, Nick will have some really great John Lennon song. And
Happy Christmas, John. Isn't it like his 40th anniversary of his death?
Just bring us a little bit more down there, Jack. Yeah. Swinging for the fences.
Killing dogs and John Lennon.
Where were you when you heard the news?
I was still kicking at my mom.
I was in my crib.
I was alive. But here's the thing. I remember hearing the song Woman when I was a kid. Like it was, it would play on my dad's radio station. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the first Beatle John Lennon song that I heard at a young age. And I, you know, I liked that song, but I also liked the song Rosanna.
That's
not a John Lennon song.
No, I'm just saying like, bring it back to my dog that I
It's a cute dog. I like his little ruffy hair.
Well, that was my wife's miscut on his
That's right. Yeah.
You look cute though.
I was scrolling through like some of my recent photos because, you know, I didn't want to. It's a weird thing where it's like I want to take a one last picture with him, but at the same time it's like really sad. Yeah. And he just got to a point where all animals is that you outlive them and their discomfort his legs were given out from him and we had put him on some pain meds, but the pain meds were making his mind go so that he was kind of walking into areas that he would normally not. And he's already deaf and half blind, and 16 years is a long time for a dog. So
can he play mean pinball?
I don't know what he's doing now. So, but
he lived a good life, my man. That's all that matters.
16 years—that's a long time for. That's our last dog lived to be 16.
Yeah, those last couple of years, like looking back to like when he was more spry in his younger years, and you know, wanted to be a part of the family. You know, these last 4 years have just been—he's a crotchety old man that's just like, give me my food, and I want to take a nap.
I'm glad I don't live at your house. Everything you're describing, you take me out and put me out.
But my vet that I go to is like 40-minute drive. So it's the saddest, loneliest 40-minute drive because it's, you know, I'm not
taking... Because you know what's going on.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, kids, what a good... No, I'm not taking the kids. It's just me. And fortunately, this time, I think, like the last couple times I've had to put animals down, specifically cats... You know, I'm in the room, I'm holding the cat, I'm with the cat as they fall asleep, and I'm just crying the whole time. This time was different with COVID because I couldn't go in and be with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was more of like the handing him off and saying goodbye, you know, and
fuck.
Yeah. So,
well, thanks for everyone joined us.
Let alone tell a story, but going through that, it's gotta be hard, man. I'm sorry.
I'm curious. I know it's kind of morbid, but like when you have the dog put down, do you just leave him with the vet or do they like give it back so you can bury it? Or cause I grew up in the country, so we just buried our own. So I don't.
Yeah. There's actually a couple options there where you could choose to bury or cremate. And have the ashes returned to you, or there's also like a group cremation where you don't get the ashes back. And so we don't have like a really large, like if we had a farm or something, you know, but again, 40 minutes back with a dead animal in your vehicle. And I did that with one of my cats, and I won't do it again because it's even harder, you know, like then you got to dig the hole. Then you got to, it's like, shut up. Here's my money. Like, just take care of him because I can't at that point, you know? So, I mean, it's a family member at that point.
Yeah.
How the kids doing, man?
Kids are resilient. You know, I think they're more like the long-term, you know, like when one of my cats had died, you know, it was my daughter that would be like, you know, over the weeks, you know, like thinking about the cat, drawing pictures of the cat, talking about how the ghost cat was visiting her at night. Yeah, I know you guys want to go into ghost stories now, but nope. Anyway, they've been.
You get a pass this week, man.
Thanks. Nick's like,
me and Jack are already like going like,
at least for the first.
Are you sure it was your ghost cat? Maybe the people in the next door neighbors maybe had been buried with a cat. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, but I'm never going to tell.
I will not start that.
Thank you, Santa
Claus. I might continue it if it started, but I'm not going to start it.
Fair. No, Sherry asked if I did the paw print. No, I did not. So there were.
Sounds like it's time for a tattoo, my man.
That was what my brother was doing for his dog the past. So, a lot of good memories. But
yeah, my wife had a cat growing up. Her name is Bright Eyes, or his name is Bright Eyes, and
from Planet of the Apes.
Maybe I don't know.
Can we find out?
Her dad's a hippie, so maybe
makes sense. Timeline,
that's right.
Yeah,
but yeah, so this is like back when she was in, I think, like high school. I think, and they cremated Bright Eyes, and then he lives on the mantle of her parents' house.
Oh, wow,
yeah, like in a box,
kind of like Meet the Parents.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. And he would ever knock it down, and the cat peed on it,
and Matt's out with that.
Yeah.
No, I going to Matt. That just sucks. I've had to do that a couple times, and it's just no
fun. Oh, I thought I just removed you from the show. I'm glad I didn't strike a nerve there. I thought you left because of what I said.
Oh no!
What did you say?
I thought you left because of what I said. So I got nervous there for a second.
Chris started talking about
what's in the box. What's in the box?
Is that your dog?
No, it was a cat of mine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. Oh.
It's weird because this cat, it's weird to hold it and be like this cat.
That box attacks you.
Your house is haunted. That cat, I probably had the least amount of time, and I don't have ashes for my other cats that were household cats, but I have this cat who was an ex-girlfriend's girlfriend. Had this cat, gave it to me to take care of, and then I ended up taking care of it until it died.
All right, so we can pivot.
You're like,
yeah, go ahead. It's the years of past on this one.
The statute of limitations on this box cat is break
out the Chris clause on this.
No, but I think because we've seen the episode of Seinfeld where George takes care of the cat, and he forgets to feed it, right?
Mm.
Or Jerry's on the Tonight Show and he meets Corbin Benson. And he's talking about a case for L.A. Law. The girlfriend wants him to buy him another cat. And he's like, so did you forget to feed the cat? That's what I'm trying to ask you. Is that why you have
No. So that story happened where I was living in this apartment and one of the screen windows got knocked out at night and the cat got out. And that cat was always really sweet to me. She'd always come up and kind of be with me at night, which was nice. You know, that's what you want your pets to do, to be a little cuddle of warmth, you know? And, so that night I went to bed and I was like, where is Simone? Like, that's so weird, you know? And then, you know, you're kind of drifting off to sleep, not like thinking like, oh, hey, I should go check. But then the next morning I had found Simone and she had been attacked in the night, by what the vet said, it was probably a possum. So
a possum.
So yeah, I had to put her to sleep because she basically had lost all feeling in her legs. This podcast weren't hostile.
What's up?
They suggested this was the vet that suggested it was a possum, but it also could have been a raccoon or some other type of
I can't see it being a possum because they eat small little things. But I mean, a raccoon, maybe. Oh, who knows?
When I was younger, I had this cat. His name was Pepper. I don't know why.
I had a dog named Pepper.
Me too.
And he was one of those cats that had that fucked up paw, where it was like, the double paw. So he had like an extra.
The Hemingway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this dog had mitts, though. I mean, this cat rather had mitts. Like, he thought he was huge. Like, and he was just like a muscular cat because we let him go outside and do his thing, So he's always all over the place. And he fucking came home one day with a raccoon hanging from his mouth.
Oh,
and
my
dropped it on the back door.
Wow.
Like,
brought you a present.
Jesus. Like, we had to bring him in, make sure he didn't have rabies and all that shit. But like, it was amazing. Like, this cat, you don't hear that. A cat brought home a raccoon. I felt like full grown. Like, he was the same size as he was. It was probably maybe, 10 pounds, 12 pounds. Jesus. That was the point in which I was like, yeah, dude, you can go outside. you can do whatever you want, man. Like, you come home with a raccoon in your mouth, you're going to be all right. So, man,
that's pretty badass.
He was badass. And I actually still to this day have scars on my hand. I don't know if you can kind of see it.
I think that's a freckle past a hair.
Yeah,
got a couple of those too, but I had like a he bit me once, and like his tooth went in the webbing between my thumb and my in my index finger, and it came out like an inch down. So he like he got like right in here and like popped it right out.
Sounds like a loving cat.
Yeah, he was not. but he held his own, man. That cat lived for a long time until. You get hit by a car.
I had a three-legged
thing crushing, Matt.
Literally, it was.
I didn't mean it that way. Like, I've lost a lot of cats to get hit by cars. So,
where's that box? I'll talk shit about your cedar box.
You said a box on the mantle, so I was like, oh,
box has tire tracks on, I guess.
What if
we care for one another? That's what we do on this show. We show up. We've got emotional baggage. We let it all.
In reality, here, what we did was we pivoted from the sadder story.
Shifted
to the girlfriend's cat. It's fair game.
Yeah. Is that why you guys never gave me the cat?
Yeah. She actually gave it to you.
She abandoned the cat. It was like, hey, can you take care of this cat?
Did she abandon you?
My twisted mind, I'm automatically thinking, like, once you get the box, you just go leave it on her doorstep, say, I brought your cat back, like.
Ooh.
So how it went down is the cat's in pain. I'm at the vet, and it's her cat, so I'm trying to call her, and this is, like, pre-cell phone texting era, it was like, and I'm trying to contact her so I can just get the verification, like, hey, this was originally your cat.
Weren't together?
Yeah, we weren't together at this point. So it's kind of like, it's a really weird situation. So I, still care for her as a person and think she's a really great person.
You're not making the case for that.
Yeah, dude. What great person abandons felines?
She sounds pretty bad to me.
It's not like it attacked her face.
I'm not going to pass pets judgment on her. She did break my heart. Like,
okay. We will.
We
broke up like eight times, I think.
Eight times.
It was like
the first seven.
Emotional.
Come on. If you're a more interesting cat story, it should have been nine times.
Beer flavored nipples or something?
No, it's just. It was one of those scenarios where when things were good with us, or at least I thought they were good, we'll just say one of us, I won't point fingers, would stop taking like meds or whatever and become somewhat imbalanced because things were good, and then things would be really bad. And and trying to see someone through that, you know, emotionally, like sometimes you get past those things like, oh, this is what you're going through. Like, I want to be there for you. I want to
see, you know, it's not fair. We were just here making fun of her for the last 5 minutes. And then you're going to drop the fact that she's like, you know, having been counseled and on medication for it.
I didn't see she was.
Well, we're assuming you're talking about her.
Yeah.
So now I feel bad.
That's what I'm doing here. I only came here to make you guys feel bad. I'm going to pivot everything you throw at me tonight. Will Fry said, relate to that. Thank you, Will. I assume you're that you're talking about the. I could be quite the dickiest guy on here, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
I can believe that.
I might deserve that.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways,
speaking of animals bringing stuff to your door, like I think I might have told you guys this a while back. I had a three-legged dog in high school.
Was her name Eileen?
Yeah, no, it was a male, named Jake, I think. Yeah, and it loved to keep other animals as pets because it didn't walk around as much. But when it did, it would be in its little, you know, bed outside, and it would have a possum or a turtle or like a mole, anything. It would never kill it. It would just capture it and keep it right next to it. And then it would sometimes escape, sometimes not. It was the weirdest dog ever, just to have a dog having its own pet.
Maybe it was just trying to steal the other pet's leg.
Maybe.
It's reminding me of that old Warner Brothers cartoon with like the big dog, small dog. Hey, where are we going?
Right.
You know,
hug him and love him and call him George.
I hug him and squeeze him.
Call him George. Yep. Lenny.
Lenny,
I got your number.
So it's been a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's new? Other than
I finished Mr. Robot. Good show. Do you recommend?
Well, good for you.
Huh?
I finished. Was it last week? I finished. Ted Lasso or this week?
Well, you did mention it. I'm not sure.
You're almost done.
I finished it, and I got to tell you right now, it's ruined TV for me.
Right?
I don't feel like watching it. I don't feel like watching anything. So he goes, what do you want to watch? I go, Ted Lasso.
You a rewatch, man.
I probably will because you were right. It's an excellent show.
I love the player that, like, what is his girlfriend, like, steals his watch and what is it, his cell phone? Cell phone and his watch or something. He's like, and he makes some joke about, like, I don't need a watch. I can tell time on my cell phone or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but she stole that too.
It's a great
I've heard that before. That's a joke that he must have stole from somebody. I forget where.
You'll have to, I could be paraphrasing it. It's been a month. Since I probably, I don't know, maybe it's been 3 weeks probably since I watched.
You wanker.
So yeah, it's so good.
We got a lot of great shows coming up back.
Yeah, in January. Heck yeah.
In January, it's going to be huge, man. So
Cobra Kai.
Starting Christmas Day, Letterkenny's coming back.
Oh, I can't wait. I didn't
see. Cobra Kai. What else? There's a couple other things coming out too. I forgot.
There's another one.
For All Mankind is coming back, I think, in January, February.
Okay.
I never finished that.
Oh, okay. So
there's another one now in January. It's coming back. It's a really good one. I can't think of what it is, though. I will.
And I'm on season two of Designated Survivor. It is my guilty pleasure.
It had two seasons?
Three.
No way.
Yeah,
had three seasons.
Yeah. So I'm on season two right now, and it is such a guilty pleasure.
I am the president.
It's so fun. I guess I'm the vice president. If you think about it, I think I'm just addicted to shows in which the president's actually a decent individual.
You're not comparing this to the West Wing, aren't you? Are you?
No, God, no. It's like West Wing if it was on Red Bull. Like, that's the best way I can describe it.
I've watched it. It's not even close to West
Wing. No, I'm saying it's got such less heart in ties to reality. It's a little bit more frenetic, Doesn't have nearly as good of a script, but it's fun, and I'm kind of in love with one of the characters in the show. So, yeah. Italia Ricci is the actress's name.
She is beautiful.
You're married, Chris.
Italia Ricci, is she the is she the one that's
But my what here's
the test. Was she an aide to the president?
I got a picture up and say this. I am in love with this girl, and my wife says, "Yeah, she's pretty cute." Then I'm like, "Okay, I can, I can see
is
it."
Is she the president's aide or one of the aides of the president?
Yeah. The president's aide, she's the chief of staff, actually, in the second season. She's married to Robbie Amell. Who's
Robbie Amell. That's
who is it?
Green Arrow's
brother in real life
on the TV
show. I remember her.
He's been in a bunch of stuff too, but he's kind of like a B-list actor, as is she. But
he's not the real Green Arrow, he's the brother of the Green Arrow, because it's what's Robbie a Stephen Amell. Stephen Amell, right?
Stephen Amell is, yeah.
Oh, Stephen Amell, okay, yeah.
That's, he's the one that criticized, he blasted Spanos.
Did he?
Yeah.
So Jack liked him.
Right away.
I feel like Jack, you're like you've got this list of people that like agree with you on Spanos. You're like, these are the people that I'm going to come for when I take over.
Well, Mario Lopez. Jack,
I gotta say though, those Chargers gave New England a little bit of a slump buster.
Can I just say this though? For anyone listening that's still listening, that listened back in the day where I used to cheer about my Chargers and cry about my Chargers. I stopped being a Chargers fan in 2016. So when the Chargers lost 45-0, you don't have to send me messages laughing at me that they lost. I was laughing too. Okay, I thought it was funny too. I'm not a Charger fan anymore. I thought I've made this perfectly clear on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere around the world. Yeah, I thought it was funny too that they got their asses handed to them 45-0. Worst, it's the third worst loss in NFL history. Okay, I get it. But
hey, Jack. Yeah. Did you know that Rose and Bernard, they never worked for Dharma?
They did.
And I think the third worst loss, I think the Patriots also won in the second worst loss, wasn't it?
53-3 playoff game, Boston Patriots versus the Chargers.
Well, I'm just trying to think. So there was a Colts game that was in the snow. I was at it, and I think it was like 45-0.
Yeah, it was. It's. Like I guess
Dolphins game that was. I think 45-3.
It's the worst team anyone's been skunked since 1989. I think Cleveland beat. Cleveland beat. It might have been. It was the Cleveland beat somebody something to nothing. It was a big blowout, and you're like, at first you're in Cleveland, but I think Belichick was coaching the team then, and I forget who they were playing, but. This is one of those things everyone went, Cleveland. But Cleveland's good this year.
Oh, hey, Matt Treese in the chat says The Stand is coming back next week.
I put that in the little bottom thing earlier.
I did see
that. Miss it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is it a new, right, new stand, right, or is it the re-release?
It's not a new stand. No, because I don't think they have those anymore, do they?
No, they don't have new stands anymore. Ted Lasso destroyed them. In the Third World War,
get your paper here. Get your paper.
I watched a movie I wanted to share with you guys because it's the holidays, right? I just my wife's really big into Christmas movies, and if it makes her feel good, like whatever. So I like some of them, you know. Some of them are a little
cheesy. So you're talking Lifetime movies? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, usually we stick with the standard classics, you know.
You only have to go so far as a husband.
That's true. Yeah, no, I'm not saying true. Like, if I'm watching a Lifetime Christmas movie, like I'm learning Japanese. Like, that's like not even.
I really think so.
So okay, but hear me out though, like. There's a lot of Christmas movies out there, but I was like, oh, you know, like I like White Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a classic, you know, and I've always heard. I think
most people like White Christmas.
But there's another version, an earlier version of it.
I dream about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
So there's an earlier version of it by Irving Berlin in which
he doesn't like White Christmas.
The song, the original song, White Christmas, like aired. It was like the, and it has, as opposed to Bing Crosby and Danny fucking K, it's got Bing Crosby and Fred.
What's wrong with Danny K?
That's his name, Danny fucking K.
I mean, that's what he says in Christmas Vacations, Danny fucking K. Like it's
have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K.
Yeah, in the earlier version, which is called a Holiday Inn, or it's just called Holiday Inn. Sorry, not a or the.
But, I stayed in one once.
So it has Bing Crosby singing the song, but it also has Fred Astaire doing his like little dancing thing, right? And they're basically the plot of the movie is that they're pining over this girl, right? So, and Fred Astaire's always taking the babes away from.
Her name's Christmas.
No. I remember her name at the very beginning of the movie, because there's a girl that basically Fred Astaire takes away from Bing Crosby, and he's like, "I'm just so sad. I'm gonna go live out in this like,
I'm gonna go home and eat my kids."
He's gonna go and live on this farm by himself, and by the end of the year, he goes stir crazy, finds this other woman who he falls in love with.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. And they decide to open up this inn for the holidays called this Holiday Inn, right? So every holiday you get to see them do a little song and a dance number, except it's not always the holidays that you remember or you want to see. So
Wife Day.
No, like
I have never seen this movie. You sure you weren't stoned and you just thought it
was making No. I was definitely not stoned, and my wife can verify because we've thus returned this movie, but it gets better. So we're watching this. I've never seen this before.
I returned this movie.
Yeah. So what? I'm in this movie. I'm watching it. He's doing these holiday productions with this other woman. They're doing these song and dance numbers or whatever. And they get to Lincoln's birthday, okay? And he wants to hide the woman from Fred Astaire because Fred Astaire's there and he doesn't want, him to find her or whatever. So
he's worried about Fred Astaire stealing his girl again.
Yeah, exactly. So you see this scene where he's like putting on like makeup on her, and you're like, wait, this isn't blackface.
You're making this up.
This isn't blackface, is it? The very fucking next scene is just blackface.
So he was dating Al Jolson.
And it's Abraham. Okay. Holidays. They're celebrating Lincoln's birthday. I don't understand how they could put so much effort into February 12th and then turn around and pivot and do Valentine's Day 2 days later with all of these songs and numbers, but whatever. Okay. It's their make-believe thing.
Because when you're high, you can do anything, right?
But the whole point of the blackface was to hide her.
Especially a podcast.
And it was just so like, it was so shocking because he comes out, Bing Crosby comes out in blackface singing.
Oh, Bing Crosby comes out in blackface.
Oh, yeah. No, he's in blackface.
So how's he hiding the girlfriend? How's he hiding his...
The girl's in blackface as well. She's part of the production number. She's doing her little thing. She sings and dances in blackface. He does as well. But he's dressed up like Abraham Lincoln. You'll like this part, Nick.
Does he have a hole in his head?
I'm just joking, Nick. Oh. Just the whole Lincoln part. But it doesn't make sense why he's dressed up as Lincoln, but he's in blackface.
So he's really dressed as Lincoln.
I'm not making this shit up.
What's the name of this movie?
I wish I was making this shit up. It's called Holiday Inn. And if you have watched it on a re-airing on broadcast or what have you, if you're watching on broadcast TV, they will not play you the blackface version. But because I bought a copy of it on Blu-ray, because it was actually cheaper than the digital version, and I'm glad I did it this way because I was just like, oh, yeah, it's defective. This thing's wrong. Send it back to get our money back. But yeah, really weird. Really like one of the most bizarre things because I'm like, I'm
this is a real movie, 1942.
Yeah. And freakier yet, the company called Holiday Inn.
What was it, Virginia Dale or Marjorie Reynolds that played as girlfriend?
I don't recall. the company, Holiday Inn, the founder, loved the movie so much that he named the company.
I was going to ask you that get named.
Yeah. Straight up, he was just like, oh, The weird thing is they put on three productions in February. February, the shortest month, they put on a production for Lincoln's birthday, Valentine's Day, and of course, George Washington's birthday. Fortunately, there's no blackface in the other two, but holy shit. Like, it totally took me out of left field because
well, I'm watching this. February. What is February now, though?
Hey, kids, let's watch an old movie together. Hey, kids, we got to have a talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a winner.
Ironically, the black and white version that I bought on Blu-ray also came colorized. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of the whole thing, but it is the most meta fucking weird thing that I experienced.
I've never heard of that movie, or I just forgot about it. I was going to say
Holiday Inn. Not as good as Holiday Road, which will by far be better. Holiday Road.
Holiday Road. Holiday
Road. Anyway, so that was my experience watching TV and movies this week.
Wow, I can't top that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Lasso, when he's hiding his girlfriend from Fred Astaire.
Matt's story this week are.
I'm really sorry. I brought like the.
I can't wait to hear the names you've come up with this week.
I'm really struggling because nothing really, there's no alliteration with bees happening. So,
I watched a documentary on John Belushi, which came out this year called Just Belushi, which was pretty good. It's a lot of old clips of his life as well as interviews. And I think it explains at the beginning, but probably didn't read it, but it's a bunch of interviews that are taking place of a lot of actors that have even died talking about John Belushi. It's like Carrie Fisher is one of them. And then I guess they kind of shelved a lot of this material for years and then finally just decided to make the documentary. And of course it's sad at the end because you know what happened, but it's just interesting how like it starts like from his childhood and talks about his family and like how he was always like the class clown, you know, the class drama leader, the class, like he was the best at every single thing. Like talk about someone who in high school was like the mystery, you know, like, yeah, you have like the class president or the who's who of the whatever. He was that guy. Like he was the head of the drama club. He was the best football player. He was everything. And that's what,
well, I've seen his Wheaties commercial.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, and his Olympics. Yeah. Donuts. Yeah.
Donuts. Sorry. That was an old Wheaties.
Yeah,
I did a lot of training, a lot of donuts.
A lot of donuts, yeah. But that's it's early in the film. Like Harold Ramis is talking about how I think it was 1980 or 79. He's performing live with the Blues Brothers, and it's in front of like this huge stadium. And he said that's the first time I actually worried about John. He goes because he had known John for way before either one of them got famous. And he said just knowing John's appetite for always topping himself. He said there's nowhere to go after that. You know, he was on the number one show, number one movie, number one album. Like he said, there's nowhere to go from that point on. So anything that was less than that was a disappointment to him. You know, so it would just send him on these benders, you know, and it's like, and it was interesting just to look at from perspectives, you know, especially hearing some of these interviews, the people that you know are passed on, you know, like hearing what they're talking about, like Carrie Fisher talking about him, you know, like always looking at her saying, we're addicts, you know, we have a disease, you know, and all this stuff. It's like, and you know what happened to Carrie and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, Robin Williams was in the with them that night, right?
It didn't say that.
I think he was. I think Robin Williams and the girl that she got charged or something because she was giving him speedball. I don't know the drug term, speedball or eight balls or whatever it was. They charged her with homicide or manslaughter or something like that.
Yeah, it's like slapping a fine on the prostitutes, but not breaking up the ring.
Mommy Mike brings up a good point too. Is that you know he likes because you hear a lot of recordings of him. And you hear a lot of his, he wrote letters a lot, you know, and so they're showing on screen, like, and then reading them out loud, like things he's talking about. And you really see how even he knew like how bad he was, you know?
Well, I know he had a problem with the women cast members on Saturday Night Live. Cause he didn't think they were, except I think Gilda, cause yeah,
he didn't think they were funny. And he also didn't like, he resented that cause he was in his two things before Saturday Night Live, he was the head. Like, he was the guy who held the crew together, who did things. And he didn't like that there was a very much a they do briefly talk about that, how there was women writers and there was men writers on SNL. And in the early days, usually you didn't bring in your own sketches that much. Like, the writers would write everything. And you see, he didn't like that the women wrote for the women and the men wrote for the men. You know, and it was kind of like a very – he didn't like that as well. So he kind of – it made him – like, had divided the crew is what they were kind of talking about.
Damn funny, though.
I hate to divide up the crew, but we have to. We have to put in that commercial break. It's just – it's part of our contracts. Let's do it. Whew. Boy, those commercial breaks, they really divide up the show.
I say Belushi was probably the one time I was upset that someone I never met died.
Mm.
Well, it's just, it's weird when you, because, you know, like Chris talked about it like last week or before last, you know, musicians, you know, they'd all tend to die at 27. And then you look at people like, you know, John Candy, who he was in his 40s, but like you look at, you know, Chris Farley, you look at Jim Belushi. I mean, they're all like 33. And you're just like, John, good
Jim's,
God.
Jim's still with us.
Yeah, and I mean, Jim, yeah, John Belushi, not Jim. Yeah, but I mean, isn't Jim pretty much dead too?
he started a pop farm, didn't he?
He did. That show is so bad. I watched like the first two episodes.
Oh, it's
of
a show?
Yeah. It's on the History Channel, I think, or Discovery Channel, and it's just about him doing his pot farm, and it's kind of like a Duck Dynasty thing. And you can tell that a lot of it's scripted and very fake. You know, like they're trying to make something funny, and you're like, yeah, this isn't funny. Yeah, so I just gave up on it.
It doesn't work unless it's real. Right. I mean, look at the Kardashians. That's the way it works.
Yeah, the crazy.
Yeah, I'm still working on these names, so I need more material for this show.
Well, I have a complaint. I don't know if this is like just a regional thing or what, but I can never. Do you guys eat Sloppy Joes?
I haven't in a long time.
Not since school. They're All Gonna Laugh at You came out.
Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe. Yeah.
You know, because once in a while, it's an easy meal to make. It's good for you, but I can never find the mix here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get the Sloppy Joe mix. What's it? Whatever right. that company.
Oh, you
makes
don't make
it.
Your own.
No, I buy the paste, I buy the hamburger, and get the mix. And I can never find it. Ever can I find that damn mix. Ever. And I just don't know if that's a national thing, or is it just here in North Carolina, they're anti-Sloppy Joe?
Interesting you say that, because here's the deal. Like, no, I don't buy Sloppy Joes, but taco mix is also like very hard to find right now, which is totally weird. There might be a shortage. Because I mean the difference between Sloppy Joe mix and taco mix is not far.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, I think the ground like beef in general is pretty like it's kind of hurting this year because like
investigate.
Yeah, because like even like I rarely eat soup, but I was like for some reason I was in the grocery store the other day I was looking for Campbell's just vegetable beef soup, you know, just something simple that when you're a kid. I was like, and they did not have one can in the entire store, so I went to Walmart. Not one can there. I'm just like, what the hell? But they had everything else. Every chicken one, Mindstone, everything. They had everything else. Yeah. But what?
I went to Subway the other day. No roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
Still don't have the beef.
But the
Where's McRib, the beef?
Yeah. McRib's back, though.
That's pork.
I know.
You know what? I almost went and got one yesterday on my way to work, but I was running a little bit behind, so I didn't stop. But I think I might get one tomorrow.
I've never had one, so I really want to try one. Just because
I haven't had one since the 90s.
Probably was the last time I had one. Yeah, I tried it. I don't remember liking it. I think that was a deal.
Delicious.
I don't remember. I got it once, and that was it.
It's one of those things where you go to McDonald's and you order something called the fucking McRib, and you're like, this is going to taste like shit. And lo and behold, it doesn't. It's actually delicious. So I think I might get one tomorrow.
I used to love their Shamrock Shakes, but they don't use ice cream anymore or whatever. It's not the same as it was when I was a kid. When you got the Shamrock Shake, it was real ice cream. Yeah. Minty and fresh. And now it's just like syrup.
I don't know if I told you guys before, Nick, is your blood sugar low?
No, it was high, so I gave myself another shot at it.
All right.
It now finished delivering the bolus.
There you go. Check on your well-being. That's all. I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I realized, like, by accident, just by driving by, because I went through this weird route a few weeks ago through in and out of Rhode Island back into Massachusetts. But there's a fucking Popeyes like 15 minutes from my house now.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know that until I mistakenly drove by it. And I've been there four times.
The chicken sandwich is superb.
It's so good.
We got one just down the street, and it used to be like In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A where the line went rap, rap, rap. Now it's now there's no line. Well,
because it was like 2 or 3 years ago, they revamped their chicken sandwich as after kind of like the whole, Chick-fil-A craze that they started kind of like expanding and going everywhere. I think it was like 3 years ago as I was working in Rhode Island there when it happened in the food court at my mall. Like if you didn't get in line by 10 o'clock, you weren't getting a chicken sandwich that day. But now it's kind of it's kind of died down a little bit since then, but it's still an excellent chicken sandwich. And when you compare it next to like the Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's hard because Chick-fil-A is just delicious.
Chick-fil-A is so overrated.
But the Popeyes chicken sandwich is like this like diesel piece of chicken. It's awesome.
Sherry mentioned Manwich and so did Randy. I'm not a Manwich fan. There's a taste to it I don't like.
Nick, how do you pronounce Manwich? Just curious.
I've never.
People are giving Nick a lot of shit. Like they're just lighting him up in the chat.
Oh, there's no song.
Wait, how did you say minestrone?
I said minestrone instead of minestrone. Yeah,
it's okay. I mean,
did I miss that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Holy shit, minestrone! I feel at least that I was focused on something else, and I may have just heard
minestrone. I think I said it. Yeah.
I think I've heard minestrone. I've heard.
I'm sorry, Nick, but that's kind of. It has to be like the show title.
Fucking minestrone.
Minestrone. I feel like that's like a joke.
Minestrone cowboy.
It's not your strone. It's minestrone.
Minestrone.
I can't believe I missed that live. It's fantastic. Thank you. Who wrote that?
Matt. That was Matt.
Matt gets the viewer of the
Matt doesn't mess anything.
Matt tries to overtake me because my name's Matt. Like at some point people won't even mess
everything, Matt.
They refer to me as that other Matt, guy. Matt,
you're not even the other guy,
but yeah, I know. Right?
You're no catch Matt.
Matt, the one that's dog died. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Oh,
yeah. That's how I will remember you.
Yeah, to get the dang cards out, I'm just going to pull out the dog card.
The dog card. You know,
the dog card. It's a red flag and yellow flag. It's Rover.
Before we get too far off track and we discuss this.
Before?
Remember when I was talking about that girlfriend that dumped me 8 times in a row? What?
She was the one, though, man.
Girl.
I forgot to be nice to Matt tonight.
It's kind of like I've been in a relationship multiple times. that counts, right?
Yeah, I'm not making it ever anymore because
for anybody that's younger than me that's wanting any relationship advice, like don't be a hero. Okay.
If you love somebody,
sometimes there's just not enough love there to keep it going. We talked about doing a versus. Now this is a tricky versus because
I know why isn't this movie not on there?
The what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was preparing myself for this.
Oh yeah, this is a tricky one. So what we're gonna do is TV shows or movies. So either one.
Can I just say something real quick?
Oh, nope. Okay, go ahead.
I think David Gott knows what we go through because he put, Colleen's been doing the different like Thanksgiving treat, whatever it is. Well, David Gott put one. How about Christmas movies? And of course, movies that weren't on the list all got put on the list. Why is this not on there? Why is it? I want to say, now you see what we go through, David Gott. Now you see what we go through.
You haven't lived until you've managed your own trivia match.
Exactly. We hadn't heard from Randy in the chat this episode, but he says, Billy, don't be a hero.
That's a song. Isn't it, Billy, don't be a hero?
I thought that was a line.
Don't lose the number, maybe.
No, I think it's a song. Isn't it from a song, Billy, don't be a hero?
If you were to tell us how we're wrong about pronouncing Mindstrone or where Billy, don't be a hero came from, just send us an email at...
Billy, I got your number.
You just said Mindstrone.
I know. I was saying, like, if you want to tell us how... Like I was,
Randy, can you tell us what Billy Don't Be a Hero is from? Because it's driving me crazy.
What's more important that's driving me crazy, Jack, is you derailing me trying to like get us on track.
Hey, look, it's all Matt Knight. I'm not saying anything.
No, it's not all about me.
No. I'm here for you. I don't want to be that guy that sticks it to you every 2 seconds because you deserve it. No, I'm not being that guy today.
That's what the bonus episode is for.
Yep, he says, yep, sappy song. So it is a song.
Oh, I thought it was from a...
So,
and Cherry says it's a song.
So the movies that we're going to pick or show is something we watch during Christmas, but it has nothing to do with Christmas. Can't have anything Christmas related to it.
Can't have any Christmas in the movie or the TV show at all.
Okay.
I can't even mention it.
See, the rules of this are a little tricky because I was just...
I'm still trying to figure out the rule of Fight Club. So you're changing things around?
I'm just saying like a non-holiday movie.
Something we watch at the holidays, TV or movie.
But it's not a holiday movie. So ergo, it can't be like...
It can't be Die Hard.
It can't be Die Hard.
Can't be Lethal Weapon.
So it can't be set at Christmas like Gremlins, right?
Gremlins is set at Christmas, but it has nothing to do with Christmas. Yeah,
but Die Hard doesn't have anything to do with Christmas, but it's set at Christmas, right?
Right.
Die Hard is like the Venn diagram of like, is it a Christmas movie? Is it not? It's like right on the line, right?
Right. People swear it's a Christmas movie.
I mean, the only thing is like, Gremlins is set during Christmas, but the only thing Christmas related to it is the really sad story that she tells about her dad dying in the chimney.
Oh yeah, that's so chilling. That's so fucked up. Oh my gosh. All right, Chris, do you understand the rules?
Oh yeah, absolutely, Mike. Call that one.
I get the rules. I'm just gonna
racking
my brain as to what my choice is gonna be.
I realize that. I guess that's why I sent out the tweet or the text earlier, just so that you know,
I've been racking my brain since then.
This really could be anything. You could name it. You could say anything.
You could say any movie.
Can you hear this?
Movie that you feel that you or TV show. Could be a TV show. So
can anyone hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Billy. Don't be a hero.
Can't play. No, we can't hear that. Jack. Oh,
we can't hear you. It's all in your head. It's funny to watch Jack kind of like bop around.
He's over just, you know, doing a little jig by himself.
Nick was going to actually open the show with
that song. Steely Dan.
All right. I found this different role.
I wonder what the criticism on the poll for this week's version is going to be. It could literally be anything. Like,
so Nick, you're going to have to do this one because I can't explain this to the people out there.
The die?
No, the poll. You're going to do the poll because I can't do this. Your favorite movie at Christmas time that's not a Christmas movie or a TV show, right?
It's basically
not make the list.
I do have a way to rationalize an answer now. I think I figured it out. All right, so this is Matt's first roll. Ready?
Good, he did it. Oh. Eight.
Okay.
Who's controlling
who's
the dice?
Who's next?
Is Chris doing it?
You just tell me I'm doing it.
Oh.
You just tell me.
Of course, if Matt got eight.
Do Jack next.
There's okay. Jack's next.
Ready, and you tell me when to stop.
Snake eyes.
At any time, Jack. You can just.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stop.
Six.
All right. Whoever's next.
I wasn't going to get eight. Who knew that?
I can't see you guys right now. So.
Fuck off! Right.
Go, Matt. Now.
You also got a six.
Yes.
Oh, Stroni got tied me. Okay.
Now,
how could you all get lower than me?
How is that possible?
I'm going to do an honorary. I'm going to roll again. Okay. And just to be fair. Okay.
It was nine.
Okay. I'm going to roll again. This is it right here. A three. Okay. I'm fine going last on this. This is a tricky one. So
yeah.
So who's going first?
Well, okay, Jack and I are tied.
This is between Jack and Nick. So Jack, I'm going to roll your dice first. You tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Ooh, a nine. That's solid. All right, Nick, you tell me when to stop.
Now.
Oh.
So it's Jack,
Nick, Chris, and myself.
Chris and Matt, after 45 rolls, finally got the lowest number.
I was just trying to be, you know, fair, because I feel like I came up with this versus, and it's kind of a weird rule, but basically, like, yeah, something.
I'm with it now. Let's just go with the private chat.
I assume that you're talking about
what's going on here. Oh,
Nick, you wrote it.
Oh, that y'all just now saw that. Okay,
saw the private chat was up. Anyway, for you players playing at home, it was nothing funny. all right, so holiday movie that's not I watch at the holidays or TV show
or TV show.
I gotta go with Holiday Inn. There's not a movie out there that, I mean, I'm telling you, when I can see Bing Crosby in blackface, that just says I gotta watch this movie because it's so topical and so with the current times.
So how the fuck did this get made?
Yeah, it's like, well, it was 42, so you can understand why it was okay then.
No, I've watched a lot of black and white movies, and blackface doesn't come up in all of them. Like what's the ratio here? I don't know, but
it's Bing Crosby. He can do what he wants because, you know, allegedly he beat his kid. So I
don't doubt it now. So,
because he was angry.
Thank goodness he didn't beat David Bowie.
No, I'm going to go. I think Miami Mike said the thing is the one show I watch every Christmas, every TV show I watch every Christmas is Band of Brothers. It's if you've never seen it, then you're not an American. I'll just say that.
Well, I mean, you can't say that literally, Jack. You watch it every Christmas because it's only been around for 20 years.
Well, since I got people go, why do you watch Band of Brothers every Christmas? I got the because I love that, yeah. HBO it came out on HBO.
There's the Bastone episode. You can't count it. Sorry,
because it's at Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, yeah. And there's fireworks. There's fireworks going off, you know, and lots of red. You know,
those aren't fireworks. Those are people blowing up.
But the theme of the entire movie is not Christmas, though.
Yeah. No. Well, they do mention we'll be home for Christmas. I'll be home, and they're not.
There is this. But, there is the scene though where the Germans are singing like Silent Night or something like that. So
it's in German, so we don't know.
Oh, okay.
Unless you can speak German, you don't know.
Matt can.
Someone goes, what do they have to be? That's wrong. That would be specific. That he would know what they were. That's the other World War II movie thing show. Anyway. No, but I like the HBO. When it first came out on HBO, I watched it every week. Fell in love with this. It was so fantastic. And that you know that these – they interview the real soldiers. And to see how they're affected 50, 60 years later, it just – I don't – if you don't have a heart, maybe like the Grinch – You wouldn't be emotionally tied to this, but someone in my family got me the DVD set and started the tradition that at Christmas. So I started watching it at Christmas. So every year at Christmas, my wife and I watch Band of Brothers, but she finally admitted she doesn't like the part where they all start dying.
Oh,
spoiler. So Randy saw Band of Brothers for the first time this year. It was excellent. Randy, what took you so long?
Yeah.
Take that. But I'm glad you finally got on board. But no, my go-to.
Lost.
Oh, Matt left. My go-to every Christmas is Band of Brothers.
Nice.
Second is Holiday Inn.
Yeah. I'm the baby of the family, so I don't really get a choice in what gets watched during Christmas? There's two things that are always on. That's not Christmas. How'd you know? It's Holiday Inn. So my dad is always going to have it on some John Wayne film. Just going to happen. Most likely it's going to be Rio Bravo or McClintock. I'm not going to choose those, though. I'm going to choose my sister because she just has it on whatever TBS or whatever on a loop, which is just the show Friends. The show Friends is constantly on, and that's all we watch. If we're not watching White Christmas or Christmas Story or Christmas Vacation, it's going to be Friends. Friends is just constantly on because it's kid-friendly, and it's something that she grew up loving, so it's always going to be Friends. So I'm choosing Friends.
Kid-friendly?
Huh?
Some of that talk, it's not kid-friendly.
Well, it was on a network, so it's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, depending on the age of the kids or what they're subject to, it can... Sure.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Are you
right? No. I like that story. I mean, this is great. This is kind of what I was going for. I knew Jack always watched Band of Brothers, so I was kind of not tailoring this to him, but thinking about him and the fact that there are holiday movies that we watch that are have nothing to do with the holidays. So,
can we start a band?
We're in a band, man.
Can we call the band Mindstro?
How did that name come about?
Mindstro. So
metal. Everyone would say it properly, though.
I've eaten gummies before.
Before I forget, remind me, you guys watch MASH, right? The theme song, Suicide is Painless?
Yeah.
Okay, so remind me to talk about that before we leave.
Okay, well, we could always pop it into the bonus part.
I'll save that for the patrons.
Yeah.
So now all listeners are like, fuck you! Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Well, we're getting close on our hour. I don't think we're going to quite clock it, but, you know, if we have to put in an extra commercial, we will. So, Chris, you're up next. What are you thinking here?
So... It was hard to think about like a movie because it depends on how you perceive it. So I think we're going along the same lines of like, well, what were we watching when we were at home when we were kids? I just remember being on Christmas break. One of the interesting things about Christmas break was like, so going back in time when most of us were kids, we had to go to the video rental store, Blockbuster, mom and pop, whatever. And I remember like when we were on Christmas break, like we were there like every day. Like that was like a thing. Like, we literally went like every day and got a new movie. And I distinctly remember my brother renting every time he went, he would pick out Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
And I just remember sitting on the couch and watching that movie over and over and over and over again. And then when I got to college and I got my DVD player, second DVD I bought was Ferris Bueller. So I had Spaceballs and then Ferris Bueller. Those are my two go-to DVDs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was definitely going to be Ferris Bueller. That's the movie I watched when I was home from school and with my brother.
You never rented it? It was always just your brother?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I mean, that came out in like, what, 80...
86, yeah,
86. Like. So I was when it came out on VHS, I was probably 7 or 8. You know, it was kind of over my head. I just was a passenger watching that movie.
That's good. I like all of these stories and kind of how they relate to different, you know.
Well, we're trying to cheer you up, Matt.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm gonna go with a sentimental favorite of mine. It's an old black and white movie, has no blackface in it. Made the same year as Holiday Inn.
Is this a JPEG?
Casablanca?
Yeah, Casablanca. Yeah. I don't think that's a JPEG. I mean, none of these are
you know, it's a great film.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't have anything to do with the holidays, but it's sentimental. There's a little bit of, you know, romance and thinking about like the past, what could have been. So it's war related. So, you know, I figured Jack would like that.
You must remember this.
So, and I remember watching it probably for the first time in the Christmas season. I don't really associate it with Christmas, but
have your kids seen it?
No, they haven't seen it.
So you don't watch it during Christmas then?
Well, I mean, I haven't subjected my.
I thought technically the rules were you had to watch it during Christmas time.
Yeah.
Holiday movie that's not a holiday, a movie that you watch at the holidays that's not a.
But your kids haven't seen it.
But you watch it during the holidays.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just like it's a wonder. It's just like it's a wonderful life.
We're here to cheer him up, not to bring him up.
Like Trump looking for a recount here.
I smell some foolery here. No, I mean, like, okay, like most black and white movies, you put them on and the kids are little, they're like, whatever. Like, you know, like the dialogue's different, the tempo, the pacing, it doesn't have all of those cool special effects.
It's got Humphrey Bogart's sex symbol.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, like, it's rated R as Matt.
Now you see why the 40s were so fucked up. Humphrey Bogart was a sex symbol. That's why Bing Crosby was putting on makeup.
Casablanca is a good movie, though. So if you haven't seen it.
Casablanca.
Yeah.
That's definitely a JPEG.
Yeah. JPEG would have been.
Who's the actress in it? Ingrid Bergman?
Bergman.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, I don't think that's a JPEG. No.
I think it's a JPEG.
It's okay. I mean.
And don't.
Because the JPEG, I think, the JPEG that I think that one of us would have picked, that would have been a slam dunk is Lord of the Rings. So if you have to say Fellowship of the Ring, just to go with the first one. But I think of those movies.
Harry Potter if I wanted to win, right?
But I think of Lord of the Rings around Christmas time because they came out like in the winter. True. So
in late November.
I mean, I like to think of Rogue One as a Christmas movie as well, or a holiday movie.
Lord of the Rings.
What's what?
That's true.
They're for 3 years in a row. Like you were subjected to that. Like, I mean,
I had more than three channels then, so I could do it. Was like,
true. When I was a kid,
yeah, you were subjected to it because you had three fucking channels.
You are right, though. I usually at least watch one Star Wars, at least one during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because, one, I got the nephews, my sister and I, of course, big Star Wars fans. Of course, you got Empire, which is, the whole bringing the family together type movie.
Yeah. All the snow battle. No, I mean, if I wanted to go with the JPEG, I probably would have gone with, something that was a little bit more flash. I mean, I'm picking a movie from 1942. You picked Band of Brothers.
Which is also from 1940.
You've been campaigning for this for years.
You're right, Nick.
What did Nick say?
I got it, Nick.
I didn't get it. So, Sherry's asking, wondering if these are the answers to what is your favorite movie?
Probably all these security questions.
Too funny, Sherry.
At my age, I can't remember them. So I have to scroll down to like 100 of them to like finally get. Oh, I remember that one now. Dog's middle name back. I'm sorry.
If you're really good with it, sometimes I'll answer it. Did you just make fun of a dog?
I started to and I stopped because that's the only thing I'd ever remember is my dog's name when I was a kid. I'm sorry.
I did almost pick All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Which is Rainbow Bridge.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. This is good. This is good stuff. I keep thinking about the ghost dog in The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's what's been going through my mind. So, well, yeah, and that movie's really shitty too.
This is Sherry's fault. I'm not taking the blame on this one. This is Sherry's fault, right, Nick?
It was Sherry. Was John Belushi in that?
What? No. You're looking at Canine, right?
That's Jim Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Canine, yeah.
It's like, in a world when we lose John Belushi, but we're left with Jim.
All dogs go to
okay. Security questions, though. Sometimes, if you're really smart, you like pick a word or a topic that doesn't even relate to it at all. You know, it's like, what's your favorite city were you born in? And you're like, stupid. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it like something completely different. Okay. I've lost the crew.
No, I'm writing down.
I'm lost.
Nick's figuring me out. He's like, crazy. So,
well, there's definitely things that you and I talk privately about, and then like you're giving little hints. I'm like, okay, I can't bring that up because we talked about that in private.
Oh, so he's talking bad about us.
No, just like after, you know, we always, always stop recording sometimes, and then we talk about other things. You know.
For those that that want to, you know, catch up on The Mandalorian, Nick and I did cover the most recent Mandalorian episode. If you want to hear any of Jack or Chris's thoughts about that, we're going to jump over to the Patreon show. I'll give Jack the link to share on Facebook. So if you're part of the Patreon group on Facebook, you'll get that link. If you're also a patron at any level, even the dollar level, I believe you get the shows, right? Like the bonus feed. So
I don't know.
I know we are not the four people that know about these things. We promote the Patreon page, but,
I just come here to
get a bonus. What I'm saying is there's a bonus episode of all of this nonsense and you're more than welcome to join us. We appreciate down,
Nick and I are your man.
Mm-hmm. We bring you up by bringing you down. I'm
here to laugh.
Billy, don't be a hero.
Will, are you mad? Don't be mad, bro.
He's mad that we're only doing an hour now. You know, he wants the 2 hour episodes like everybody.
I like the 2 hour. I say fuck it. We just go 2 hours.
We got to add in like 20 commercials.
I don't care.
We're already past our hour. That's the thing.
It's the holiday season. Fuck it. I say we go 2 hours.
Chris, what's your thoughts?
Nope.
There you have it. So, moving on. Before I have to,
one person to blame.
You know, we've already gone past the hour, so I legitimately have to just put in one more commercial break here for no apparent reason.
I can't point to Chris.
And to finish up the show, I just want to say that you can send us feedback, please, to rcadcast@gmail.com. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, Jack. I've just learned to steamroll you.
I'm trying to point to Chris.
I'm not the drunk
here. Wait.
What is it that I do? What is it that I do to close out the show?
Not much.
Thanks. become a patron, as I mentioned before, by going over to
JMA. Fend off Jack for an extra 15 minutes.
Some of the patrons that make this show possible. I came up with like more musical themed kind of things because we were in need of somebody to like actually like produce musical content for the show. And so we've got Troubadour Tack.
Sherry says $15 up to get to watch.
That's all.
Oh, I thought it was less than that to get to watch. Huh.
Man.
Oh. No one's listening to it.
Sherry, thanks for the heads up on that.
That sucks.
Wait, but don't you get the bonus show in the podcast feed? I hope. I hope. That's we're gonna have to talk to the accountants.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like that, and it's not my rule.
I'm just saying, there's a person, it's a host, that's not a host, he sets the prices.
Yeah.
If there's a holiday movie that's not a holiday movie, if there's an RCADer that has, yeah, basically we're saying we're sorry, but none of the four of us have decided on those levels. We do appreciate, and I feel like it's a really shitty thing to do now. You know that I'm saying and doing this, but I do have to thank these patrons that do make this possible. And apparently, they can replace Nick at any point in time.
Like, where's he going?
So, Troubadour Tack, Echo Eckhart Resonator Richter. I know it's pretty complicated, but I like to get all of the alliteration possible. Electric Keyboard Ed, Microphone Minstrel Maggie. Jubilant Joanne, I didn't give you a musical thing because like J. What's a J? A lute? No, that's an L. And guitar solo, yes. Greg. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for making.
You forgot somebody, didn't you?
What?
You forgot someone.
Tack Eckhart. Tack
Eckhart.
Electric Keyboard Ed. You probably talked on top of me for.
It could have been.
Minstrel Maggie, Jubilant Joanne, guitar solo, Greg.
You're right. I was told there'd be no math.
Great show, kids. This is one of those. I really do appreciate everybody for listening and being there for me as I told my dog story. So I was pretty down, and this doing the show actually really did cheer
me up. Well, I'm glad we could be sensitive enough to help you out.
Yeah, all gloves are off though.
I blame Nick.
Thanks for joining us live. That's fair. We do really appreciate that. So.
And I really no wonder we do get so few people on the podcast one.
Yeah, who's gonna give us $15 a month?
You're not supposed to bullshit it. I'm supposed to end this show. You're just like,
I thought you did it. I thought you did hit in.
I didn't. Sayonara.
You said one in a million.
See, like even Sherry's throwing Jay underneath the bus. Say it used to be five. Now Jay changes 15. See,
let's all go over to the Patreon area where we can go talk shit about
it. We would not talk shit about anybody.
No, we're happy.
Another day, check podcasting.
I got.